Last year's flu season claimed the lives of 185 children nationwide. That is a record death toll since the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention started tracking them back in 2004. And in a new national poll released by C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Michigan, one in three parents say they will not be getting the flu shot for their kids this season. So why are parents skipping the flu shot for their kids, even when pediatricians recommend it for kids over the age of 6 months? Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is pediatrician Dr. Waj Nasser. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Gemma.
So first question, does this idea of not getting your children vaccinated go back to those, you know, kind of old wives' tales of flu shots aren't effective, or if I get one, I actually get sick?
That's part of it. It's a really complex issue,
yeah.
And it's something that you know, any primary care physician, I think, dives into on a regular basis, whether it's the flu shot or other vaccines. What we hear a lot about with flu shots are things like, well, it's not very effective, or I heard it wasn't very effective, so why should I get it? We hear things all the time like, well, I got the flu shot once and it made me sick, so there's no way I'm going to do that again. You know, or I've never gotten the flu before, you know, so why should I bother?
And because you don't ever want to get the flu.
Well, you know, around this time of year, when I hear that one, I like to jokingly bring up with my patients, well, think about what the Thanksgiving turkey said the day before Thanksgiving. Like, every day has been great.
Yes,
why
so
do I
far.
Need to worry?
Right, right.
So, you know, it's you know, those are the things we try to combat. You know, the flu shot does not cause the flu. It doesn't make somebody sick. That's just that's absolutely the case. And to believe otherwise is to not believe in science.
And then we have this idea of, I mean, this isn't an idea. It's a fact that I just said. I mean, 185 children nationwide died from the flu last year. And when we look at all of the children in the United States, that is not a large number, but it is 185 children.
It's a devastating number. The deaths, the toll it takes on families, and then you have children who are hospitalized, who are substantially impacted by this. Families are impacted by it emotionally, financially. It's obviously not just children. Last year, roughly 80, 85,000 Americans died of the flu. When we bring that number up, I really think a lot of times people just don't believe it. They have a hard time understanding it. We've learned to live with the flu, you know, and we toss the term out around a lot. Oh, I had a flu bug. I had a stomach flu. So we do a disservice to the notion of actually getting influenza. It's a terrible illness. It will make somebody feel about as sick as they've ever felt before in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, people die from it every year, and you never know how bad it's going to be 1 year to the next. The flu shot is very, very safe, and it provides significant protection from the flu.
And there is this idea, though, that even if you get a flu shot, I mean, you might still potentially get influenza.
Oh, sure. That might happen.
So right there, that may be one of the reasons why people are like, well, why get it if I could still get the flu? But science, research shows that the symptoms will not be as terrible.
So here's the thing. If you get the flu shot, the probability that you're going to get the flu is significantly lower. And it varies year to year based on the effectiveness of that particular vaccine that year. And then it's also the case that the probability that the severity of your flu is going to be mm-hmm. less, that's the case also. So, yeah, there are absolute advantages to getting it done.
I'm speaking with Dr. Waj Nasser. He is a pediatrician here in the Treasure Valley, talking about why parents may be skipping getting the flu shot for their children. Is this something that you see in your practice?
Every day. We see it all the time. And so,
are you wringing your hair?
Well, you know, it's tough. You know, it's not an issue of neglect. These are typically very caring parents, and they feel like they're making a decision that is best for their child. And so we work on them all the time on the issue. And it carries over. You know, it's not just the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the problems with improving flu immunization rates is that, you know, we're you know, in very young children, we're also, you know, these kids are coming in for their routine wellness checks. We've got other immunizations that we have to do. You know, here we are kind of picking on these kids and giving them all these shots and then, you know.
And then there's one more.
And then there's one more, you know. And so, yeah, that can be tough.
And what about the idea, though, that, you know, I've heard people say, like, my kids are healthy kids. They don't get sick. So we don't need to get the flu shot. I mean, I have heard people say that.
Yeah. And you know, when I hear that, you know, I'm always trying to come up with analogies and examples. I say, look, you know, when you get in the car, you know, do you put your seatbelt on if you're driving 2 miles away to go to the Albertsons, you know, to get something? Yeah, of course. You know, risk benefit. It's a simple thing to do that's really safe that prevents something that's improbable. There's about a 20% chance in any given year that a child is going to get the flu. And I will tell you that, you know, parents feel helpless when their children get it. They're miserable. They're coughing, they're congested, antibiotics don't work on these things. There's very little that can be done for them. And, you know, once a family experiences the flu, there's a much greater probability that the next year they're going to be getting that flu shot.
And that's what's interesting, too, though, is maybe the idea that they don't realize that antibiotics don't work for something like this. You can't just kick the flu.
Yeah, it takes time. And even the antiviral medications that are out there that are used for the flu, they have their role, particularly for you know, people that we hospitalize for the flu or very sick, very susceptible to succumbing to the flu. Maybe it's somebody who's immunocompromised, has cancer, something like that. But for your average healthy person who gets the flu, these antiviral drugs shorten the duration of it by perhaps about a day. You know, so they're not. You know, they're not great drugs. So, yeah, there's not much we can do about it.
How effective do we know is the flu shot this year? Because sometimes it varies based on strain.
Yeah, it's not entirely clear yet. But, you know, in any given year, it's yeah, I mean, these are rough numbers. You know, it could be 20% effective to 60% effective. You know, this year, it's not entirely clear how efficacious it's going to be.
So we're, you know, end of November. And we haven't hit, you know, the peak of our flu season. You know, I'm that mom that like calling the pediatrician in September, right?
Good for you,
getting my kids stuck with that flu shot. Would it still be effective for someone to go in now?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's not too late at all. You know, we've only seen sporadic cases in Idaho. And so the peak of the flu season, you know, we never know exactly when that's going to happen. Most commonly, the most cases tend to be centered around February, late January. It is not too late to get the flu shot.
And going back to what you said about, you know, families maybe not experiencing the flu or something like that, and then once they do, then those immunization numbers go up about getting a flu shot. Is that something that you see that... When people say, like, I've never gotten it, I mean, or they think they've had the flu.
That's a lot of it right there. People think they've had it because we misuse the term. We so commonly use the term flu as synonymous with a cold, and the flu is not a common cold. It's something entirely different.
And it can be life-threatening.
Absolutely.
So bottom line, and children are also in that category of the most at risk. When we see that every year, you know, in the national media, it's the elderly, it's pregnant women, and it's children.
Yeah.
So best advice then for parents, because your baby has to be 6 months. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, 6 months and older, and we absolutely recommend it. And you know, sometimes I like to try out different sales techniques of the flu shot. You know, I say, hey, with a two-parent working household, if your child gets the flu, there's one parent that's not working for a week. You are home with your child.
Right.
So there's a financial impact. There's a lot of disruption that happens beyond just the straightforward issues of a miserable illness.
And likelihood, if you didn't get the flu shot and your kiddo got the flu, you will probably miss another week of work.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
so, I mean,
yeah,
truly.
You could get it. And you know, it's a public service as well.
Right.
You know, the more kids, the more adults that we immunize, then the less likely it is that they're going to pass it on to somebody else. Something that doesn't get talked about a whole lot is that you're contagious for about 1 to 2 days before you develop symptoms.
So kids are in school.
Yeah. So you could unwittingly pass it on to that 7-year-old down the street who has asthma, or to an 87-year-old who's getting chemotherapy for something. These are the people that are really susceptible to the flu. And so it's not just about the individual. It's about a public service.
And the more we do that, then hopefully we don't see these spikes in numbers.
Yeah. You know, this is the 100th anniversary of the Spanish flu that killed 500,000 people in the United States in 1918. Killed about 50 million people worldwide. This was a flu virus. And this is kind of lost in history, maybe because it happened during World War I. We're not sure why it was such a virulent strain, but it's one of the more remarkable and horrible stories of the 20th century. So imagine that.
Wow.
You know, about 500,000 people in the U.S. in 1918 died from the flu.
And we do not want to see that.
Well, and that's exactly right. And one of the few protections we have is the flu vaccine. The United States was the first country to start regularly vaccinating for the flu in the mid-1940s. It's a wonderful tradition in this country.
I really appreciate you coming in and talking about this and talking about the flu and the reasons to get the flu shot, especially when it comes to your kiddos. My guest today, Dr. Awaj Nasser, a pediatrician here in the Treasure Valley. Thanks so much again for coming in.
You're welcome. We appreciate the opportunity to spread the word.